Well, time to hit the trails now, changing pace a little bit. Get the Lycra on because we are about to find out where some of the best bike rides are around the Motu. Aotearoa, New Zealand, has some of the best biking in the world, including the 23 great rides which form the Ngā Haerenga Cycle Trail Network. But there are plenty of other interesting cycle spots. And with e-bikes now so popular, what rides are best suited to them? And what should we be thinking about before we put our helmets on? Lynley Twyman is the trail champion for the Timber Trail and Mountains to Sea. She also coordinates the collective of Central North Island Great Rides, spanning from Hauraki to Hawke's Bay and everywhere in between. And she joins us now. Kia ora, Lynley.
Kia ora, Anna.
How's your summer of biking been?
Oh, look, it's fantastic. We've got it's not been too hot, lots of sunny days in between the damp days. So, yeah, fantastic and always a good day to be on a bike.
Always a good day, that's right. Tell us, can we touch on the e-bikes for I'm a huge proponent of e-bikes. I never used to ride a bike, but then I invested in one and it takes me everywhere. I think I've saved so much money and gas. The proliferation of them, how have they changed the landscape of biking in New Zealand?
Look, I think they've been an absolute game changer because they've allowed a whole lot of people to explore places that they otherwise wouldn't consider. And I think, you know, you've just talked about exactly that. So our trails, for example, most great rides now would be well over 50% of our riders are on e-bikes and getting out and enjoying trails. So, you know, you can ride longer without the same fitness requirements. You can ride with other people who, you know, in the past you might have been riding with some mates that are super fit. Suddenly you can keep up, or the kids can keep up. We're seeing more and more kids on e-bikes and obviously older people as well. But just everybody's getting out and actually going, this is fun.
Mm. And it really is. It really is a lot of fun. What are a few of the things that you need to do before you hit the trail? If you haven't had a lot of experience, but, you know, suddenly you've discovered an e-bike, what are some of the checks and things you need to do?
First thing is make sure you, with whoever you get your e-bike, whether you're hiring it or buying it, make sure that you get somebody who knows and make sure it's the right size for you, because there's nothing worse than being on a bike that's the wrong size. It kind of tips you off balance, so we don't want that. And also the right bike for the right trail. So if you're heading off to the Timber Trail, you definitely don't want to be on your city bike. You definitely want to be on something with a bit more suspension and wider knobbly tyres. So it's kind of right bike, right person, right trail, so you can kind of get out. But just get out and do some practice. If you're in Auckland, there's some fantastic cycleways and lots of places to get out. And of course the Heartland Rides, and we've got 18 Heartland Rides just in the North Island alone, gives you a good place to get out and just kind of actually practice before you might get into some of the more remote or exciting trails.
Right, get out and do a little bit of practice. Yeah, cool. And you've got a couple of rides that you're going to focus on. Tell us about now.
Absolutely. So, you know, and I think we all love our South Island trails and they are amazing. But the North Island trails are, you know, incredible because they've got so much more depth. And actually our North Island trails tend to be a little bit hillier. But you know, so the two trails that I specifically look after are the Timber Trail, which is probably the best two-day ride in New Zealand, bar none. And it takes you, you know, without the Timber Trail, I don't think Piriora would be the place it is now, full of Kōkako coming back, Kaka, all of those sorts of things. And you get to stay in a remote lodge in the middle. So it's really, really amazing and really achievable for a lot of people, provided they've got good riding skills. But the other trail that is people often get mixed up with the Alps to Ocean is actually Mountains to Sea, Ngā Ara Tōhono. Ngā Ara Tōhono is connected pathways, and that reaches from Ruapehu all the way to the Tasman Sea in Whanganui. And so you can do that in bite-sized chunks. We've got a brand new section opened just before Christmas, so 13 kilometres, moving up towards Tauroa. So you're actually riding on a live volcano, which you also can't do anywhere else. Hopefully it's not too live. But the good thing about our trails is that you can ride them all year. So if you're going skiing or you're going down to the Carrot Festival or something like that, you can come and ride the trails and spend an awesome amount of time as well. So that trail is 13 kilometres, a beautiful mountain views. It's really accessible. And then in the other extreme on Mountains to See, we have the one-day section of Mountains to See, the Mangapura, which takes you through to the Bridge to Nowhere. And again, e-bikes has been an absolute game changer on that because it's only 36 kilometres, but you can get up the hills really easily and then just enjoy the scenery as you go through and really enjoy the you know, and also take in the stories because that's something that we're really rich in.
Yeah. What has been wonderful seeing, and I've done the Timber Trail and Alps to Ocean, is how it's changed some of these smaller towns, that it's breathed life back into some of these smaller towns around the country. You must see that as well.
Oh, 100%, and I think it's a game changer. And they talk about great rides, so they did some research a few years ago. You know, they put $1 billion a year back into the New Zealand economies. And the other thing about great rides is they're all community owned. So, you know, great rides aren't a government stamp thing. They are all driven by their communities, which means those small businesses absolutely pop up. You know, 10 years ago, nobody would have heard of Ongarui, and let alone be staying in places like that or in Piro Piro. We have the Whanganui River Road as part of Mountains to See, and tourism is actually really changing that place because suddenly there's a little cafe that's popped up, there's accommodation that's popped up, there's people that are suddenly going, oh, I could ride this section and I could stop at the amazing Hiru Harama Jerusalem Convent. And so absolutely changing, and it's changing the ability for people to stay in their communities and have economic livelihoods that are fulfilling.
Yeah. Now, for those, again, e-bikes, and I know this has been a little bit of an e-bike focus, but the big thing that many people face is that range anxiety.
100%. And I think that's where the great rides, you know, everybody's kind of got in behind and said, okay, well, you know, if you're working with your operators and you're staying in mostly commercial accommodation, because let's face it, who doesn't like nice sheets and a clean towel at the end of a day of riding? Yeah. They've all got e-bike charging, and you know, most, if you're hiring bikes, people will give you lots of advice. If you decide you want to go on turbo and smash it up all of the hills, then maybe range anxiety might be a real thing. But for most people, you can do somewhere between 50 and 60 k's quite easily through the hills and have an amazing day. Mm. So,
and Lindley, have you got a favourite ride?
Oh, that's a really tough one for me. My favourite adventure ride at the moment is the Kai Whakauka, which is from Whakahoro, which is home to Blue Duck Station, all the way through to the Whanganui River via a piece of the Mangapura. That's just sensational. But the Timber Trail, you know, you just can't beat early morning or late in the afternoon, and you're just listening to the forest. For me, any ride that I'm actually out on a bike enjoying myself has got to be good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful chatting with you, Lindley. All the best for the biking year ahead.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you our way soon.
Absolutely. I'll get on my bike. Yeah. Cheers. Thanks a lot, Lindley.